Welcome to the Pain to Power podcast, where we have engaging, informed, and interesting conversations on topics including women's health, the menstrual cycle, chronic pain, trauma, the nervous system, relationships, and feminism. I'm Lisa DeYoung. I'm a women's health coach, facilitator, and educator, supporting you on your journey of healing, recovery, and moving into a place of personal power in your body and in your life. Hello everyone and welcome to this week's episode on the From Pain to Power podcast. I hope you're all doing well. It feels like a bit of time since I've actually recorded, and that's because for a few weeks I pre-recorded quite a few episodes, but today it's Sunday. It's actually Sunday evening and this is going out in the morning, so I'm enjoying feeling a little closer to you in the time that I'm recording this. And today we're going to look at the inner spring of the menstrual cycle. And the reason why I want to talk about that is because I've decided for the next 4 weeks that we might do a little 4 week series where I'm going to allocate a podcast episode for each season of the menstrual cycle, looking at the menstrual cycle from a hormonal perspective, self-care, menstrual cycle awareness, and just talk about how we can learn to be in deeper, stronger, more curious relationship with our cycle. And I'll offer teachings on each season. So before we begin that, I'm really excited to share with you that I launched a new website during the week. That was a really big deal for me, actually, because it was a couple of months in the making and a lot of work has gone into that. So you can go and check it out. It's over at lisadeyoungcoaching.com. You can find access to my free courses there, my newsletter, some blogs, and my podcast has a home there now too. And if you are interested in doing one-to-one work with me, you can read more about that there. I'm really excited about some of the work I'm doing with some one-to-one clients at the moment. It's just incredible to see the progress they're making, the work that they're doing. And something that I wanted to share with you in relation to my one-to-one coaching practice is about this word systemic that I'm going to share again when I speak about the menstrual cycle. And the reason why that word is important in my work is because I work from what's called a systemic perspective. And what that means is that I look at the person as a whole. I look at them as, you know, being in systems, the systems around them, the menstrual cycle being a system. And that when we are working with difficulties or problems or challenges, the root of that particular problem mightn't necessarily be where we're looking or where the problem arises, but it could be somewhere else. So an example of that is I had a client recently who wanted to do some work around a relationship and also work around chronic pain in her nervous system. And a lot of the focus was on her relationship goals. And me as the coach had an intuitive sense to park the relationship goals for now and just bring the focus back to her. So we did a bit of work on her personally outside of the relationship. And then lo and behold, a few weeks later, she comes back to me and she's sharing all of these wins that she's having in her relationship and this progress that she's experiencing in her relationship as a result of one-to-one coaching, where we're focusing on something that seems very separate to her relationship, but it's really not, because we are very interconnected people. Our relationships, our family systems are all very connected. So when we work on one part, it can have an impact elsewhere in our life. And the same thing would go for a physiotherapist, or in my case, I've been to some practitioner in the past called an Amatsu therapist who was supporting me with some chronic pain that I was experiencing in my right hip. And he found that the pain in my hip was being created as a result of, or was manifesting as a result of some, I can't remember exactly the term he used, but it was a tendon, an issue with a tendon in my ankle, and then also an issue with my jaw. So when he did the manipulations on those other parts of my body, it was so interesting because after working with him for some time, the pain in my hip started to feel better. So I'm a big believer in working systemically with my clients. it's just such a powerful way to work. It's so impactful. And I think the way we are raised in our Western culture is to kind of stare at the problem and look for the answer in the problem, but often the solution to the problem or the support for the problem or the need that the problem is needing actually lies elsewhere. So when I'm working with people one-to-one, I'm very conscious of thinking about other parts of their body, other parts of their life. And yeah, it can be really, really incredible. So I was so proud of her for trusting me with that process, for taking the focus off the relationship and bringing it into another area of her life. And it's been a pleasure to witness her. So if you're interested in working that way with me as well, whether it's for yourself personally, I'm also offering one-to-one professional support as well for people who would like mentoring. If you are a wellness practitioner, or if you're a coach or a menstrual cycle awareness coach, or you're learning about this and you would like some professional support for your professional practice, I offer that as well. And you can check that out on my website, www.lisadeyoungcoaching.com. So do head over there and you can pop a chat in my diary. You can set up a free consult with me and we can have a cup of tea and we can talk. And just talk about what area of your life you're looking for results in and how I could possibly support you in the way that I work. So thank you for letting me do a little sales pitch there. I'd like to now open up this conversation around the inner spring of the menstrual cycle. So the inner spring you decide when the inner spring is for you. And I get this question a lot, like, when is my inner spring? Well, actually, if I tell you how the inner spring manifests, then you can decide when it is. And it's very important that as you're tracking your cycle, as you're learning about menstrual cycle awareness, as you're, you know, tapping into your own body's rhythm, that you just watch those questions in your head and wanting to ask someone else to tell you what's true for you. This work is really, really about getting deeply connected to the self and getting curious about your own cycle and how it shows up every month. And then you deciding after some time, oh, well, my inner spring is like this and it's very different to other people. This is not a box ticking tool. It's not a labeling tool or anything like that. And that can be quite uncomfortable because it means we do come into our own agency and our own power and our own discernment. And if we haven't really built a strong relationship with that skill, especially when it comes to our somatic selves, our bodies, our nervous system, our menstrual cycle, it's new and it's new territory. And it is technically uncharted territory. We're in this, you know, uncharted land. And so this is exciting for you. So I'd love to offer you different pieces of the puzzle, different pieces of the map, different tools. And then you get to decide what it is for you. You will build a compass through your practice of menstrual cycle awareness and you will start to know your way with this work. So the inner spring is that time of the cycle after the inner winter. And if the inner winter is menstruation, then the inner spring is the time between menstruation and ovulation. Okay, so same as like the seasons of the year, it's the transitional season between the winter and the summer. And the winter, whether it's the season of winter in our land, in our world, or in the menstrual cycle, is a kind of an anchor season. We go deep into winter and it's a release point as well. We're releasing the endometrium through menstruation in the inner winter. And then the polar opposite, ovulation, the inner summer, it's also a release point. We're releasing an egg and it's a bit more of there's a bit more containment in the inner winter energetically and in the inner summer energetically. And what I mean by that is that the boundaries are more clear. It's more obvious that we're there, whereas the inner spring and the inner autumn, they have this kind of transitional energy about them. It's kind of a little bit more, it's a bit less tangible. And that's what can be quite dysregulating, because if we're used to kind of having our feet energetically planted on the land, planted in the ground, and then when the inner spring comes along or the inner autumn comes along, it can feel a little bit like that the rug is pulled out from under our feet. So just to bear that in mind, that if you struggle with your inner spring and also your inner autumn, but today we're going to talk particularly about the inner spring, that's quite normal. And through listening to this podcast and hopefully through tracking your cycle and maybe working with me as a coach, I can definitely help you to navigate your relationship with inner spring and start to build more nourishment in your nervous system and going back to that systemic piece that I mentioned at the start, if there is an issue elsewhere in your menstrual cycle, it can often be rooted in the way that we navigate the inner spring. So for me personally, and I know for a lot of people I've worked with as well, the inner spring tends to show up before bleeding stops. So it's an energy thing. It's the day of your cycle where you feel like you're coming out of your period cave. You feel like you have more energy, and you would have more energy because it's when estrogen is starting to pick up more. So estrogen would be the first hormone that's rising every month in the menstrual cycle. It's dropped to its lowest at menstruation, but then it starts to pick up during menstruation. Then we start to feel it more coming in as we transition towards the ovulation, the other side of the menstrual cycle. So estrogen is an energy giving hormone. It's a mood boosting hormone. If you look at it from a kind of a Chinese medicine perspective or even a spiritual perspective, it's that kind of masculine yang hormone. It's action oriented hormone. And it allows for us to come back out into the world to build a thicker skin again, because menstruation, if that's the deep feminine, we don't have that skin there, we're less exposed. And so estrogen, if you will, it allows for our egos to come back into the world. And when I use that word ego, I don't mean it as a bad thing. I mean it as, you know, the face that we show to the world. It's our protective layer that we have. And so because the inner spring, as I said before, it's a transitional season, estrogen isn't yet at its highest. And we have to be really careful here, because when we come out of menstruation, we think, and we have a bit of boost of energy and motivate, you might feel suddenly motivated to go to the gym again, or you might suddenly feel social, or you want to connect with people. And that's another thing about estrogen, is it allows for connection and our libido to increase. And physically as well, you might notice more vaginal discharge. That's one of the other things that estrogen will do. So it's quite a social hormone. So we have to be careful, because when it's still a little bit low, but it's increasing, that can be a little bit seductive. And because of the society we live in, we always have to come back to our context of our life. You know, we're very interconnected here socially. There is this pressure to always be doing something, to always be achieving something, to always be on, you know, and estrogen, that boost in estrogen that we get in the inner spring can lead us a little bit astray, and our mind can lead us astray. And it, particularly for people who are resting more during menstruation, you might feel then guilty, or you might feel this need to catch up on everything, and you've had your rest and I don't deserve more rest, and now I need to go out and, like, you know, be on all the time and serve everyone's needs. And so we just want to be careful with that, because if we do that, if we rush out of the gates of menstruation, we burn out. And I haven't seen it. Like, I don't know any person, any woman who has been able to go navigate her inner spring at a really, really high pace and be okay by the time she gets to her inner autumn. So that's something to really consider, is that how can we pace ourselves emerging from menstruation? Even though it might feel good, we might feel more energy, we might want to connect more socially, we just have to be mindful, because what can happen is, and I'd be really curious to know if you can relate to this, and please do send me an email, send me a message. What can happen is, if we're pushing ourselves through the inner spring of the menstrual cycle, then we overdo it, and we can suddenly find ourselves on day, say day 7 or 8, 9 or 10, feeling burnt out, feeling anxious, feeling socially anxious, feeling nervous, feeling dry, no libido, no zest for life, feeling exhausted, feeling depleted, and just anxious and scared, or whatever it is, as a result of navigating our energy levels in that way. So I'd love for you to think about that. I'd love for you to think, to reflect on, oh, how have I been navigating my inner spring? How does it feel? And if you can relate to that feeling of anxiety or burnout or depletion, just, I would give, you know, take permission from me for the next couple of months, or even just the next month, to easy does it a bit more during inner spring. Cherish yourself during the inner spring, a bit more self-care, just be mindful of the pace that you're moving through your days. You can still do the same things, but just, I don't know, like do things slower. It's not so much changing your day, but the approach at which you bring to your day. And it would be the same lesson as the inner winter. Like, what can we drop from the diary? What are we saying yes to that we don't need to be saying yes to? How can I improve on my boundaries here? How can I nourish myself a little bit better? And I'll just give you some examples. I really would be very careful with my own social life in the inner spring, especially in the first few days of the inner spring, particularly around family or certain groups where I might feel a little bit more depleted afterwards. I prefer one-to-one time during this time. What else? I also like to take baths. So it can be such a treat to have like an afternoon bath on a Saturday if you're in your inner spring. Or if you didn't get to rest enough during menstruation and you are finding yourself really depleted in your inner spring, give yourself permission to have a retrospective inner winter during your inner spring, even if it is just for a day, because it's more convenient for you for work. You know, so say if your bleed is occurring during the weekday and you have to go to work and you're wrecked by the time Friday comes around, give yourself a Saturday to just like have nothing in your diary. Don't feel obliged to go to every social event, order a takeaway, watch Netflix, read your novel, go for a walk, listen to music, listen to this podcast, you know, whatever it is that you, that would nourish you, that would give you pleasure, that gives you joy and helps you just to come back home to yourself and home to your body. If you're somebody who does struggle with your mental health around your menstrual cycle, and it might be in the inner autumn, a lot of people do, and there is even a condition called PMDD, premenstrual dysphoric disorder, that is, I guess, a kind of a new diagnosis that's linked to the menstrual cycle and mental health diagnosis. And I've been doing a bit of work on that. I've worked with a lot of people who have been diagnosed with a PMDD or who identify with those symptoms. Because going back to that point again about the systemic nature of the cycle and working systemically from a coaching approach, one of the things that I am really curious about when it comes to the people who identify with having PMDD, or even if you just have a really intense PMS, or you struggle with your mental health or your relationships, or, you know, even physically you're struggling in the inner autumn, so the week before menstruation, I'd be really curious about, like, when I'm looking at that, I'm not looking at, okay, well, what's happening in the inner autumn. I'm always really curious about what's happening the rest of the cycle, because it's a system, it's an interconnected cycle, it's a system. And so particularly the inner spring, I'm very curious about the inner spring. So from a self-care perspective, if you do identify with having PMDD symptoms, I would be very curious for you to just shift the focus from the week before menstruation and just bring it back to the inner spring. Give yourself a little bit more TLC, give yourself a little bit more self-care, or maybe a lot more self-care if you can. And just practice that for a couple of months, see what happens, and then honestly report back to me, because I'm so curious about that. I think it can be such a game changer when we take the focus off the problem area, bring the focus elsewhere. And then what's happening is you're working with deeper layers and you're sustaining your energy earlier on in your menstrual cycle. And that allows for a more smooth transition through the inner summer and more energy in your bank, a more nourished and restored and regulated nervous system as we're traveling through the cycle coming into the inner autumn. Because if you're burnt out in inner spring and if you're burnt out in inner summer, that is not going to be a fun time in your inner autumn. And I guarantee you, those mental health struggles you're having are somatically rooted. They're rooted in your physiology, in your hormones, in your body. They're not a mental health disease or problem. You know, and I know we have circumstances in our life, but when we're working with the body, when we're working with mental health from a somatic point of view, it can be such a game changer when we take the focus off our mind and our heads and our thinking and bring it back to our nervous system, bring it back to our body. So that's just a long rant about how important it is to take it gently in the inner spring, particularly if you are struggling in your inner autumn. So to bring things around to a bit more of a positive note, when we do start to work more consciously with the inner spring and start to meet a little bit more of our needs during that time, start to regulate our nervous system and nourish our bodies, what can the inner spring look like? What should it look like, or how can it be? And so everyone will be different, but generally speaking, it tends to be quite an innocent time, a playful time, a delicate time. If you think about the energy of the seasons, you know, of spring itself, it's, you know, you see the daffodils, you see irises, these beautiful but very delicate flowers, you see the spring lambs playing in the field. So it's a similar kind of energy. It's a transition energy. It's still quite a thin energy. You know, one day it'll be warm, the next day it'll be cold. I know in Ireland it'll be really sunny. We had a gorgeous sunny day here today, this Sunday, the 8th of May, But, you know, a few days ago it was raining and cold. So it's a bit like that. It's a bit touch and go, and you just have to kind of dance with it. You're really negotiating yourself here. You're negotiating your energy. You're negotiating the energy of the spring as it meets you and as you work with it. And if you do notice that you are having a strong inner critic as well during the inner spring, I would also encourage you to just be as kind as you can to yourself, and, you know, don't allow the inner critic in here. We can talk about that again. I might do a few episodes on the inner critic, because that's something that I work with a lot in my one-to-one coaching practice. But just from a menstrual cycle awareness point of view, the inner critic does not belong in the inner spring, because we don't have the physiology to contain it as such. So it's an innocent time. It's a playful time. If even if we think about it from a creative point of view, if you're navigating a creative project, say you're writing a book or something, the inner spring of that project would be like the first, I don't know, week or two or months or whatever, where you're just planning, you just have ideas, it's new, you don't want to tell too many people, you're in the sandpit with your creative idea. Because if you show your like unborn child to the world, or your unborn project to the world, it can be very harmful. You want to be protective of that energy. It's an energy to protect, it's an energy to nourish and to keep safe. And it's the same thing with the menstrual cycle. We just got to be really boundaried with the inner spring. Nourish it, protect it, allow it to just be. And if we give it what it needs, it can be a very playful, lovely time. And I'd say when it comes to mindset and thinking about it from that point of view, there's no real goal with the inner spring. It's the kind of energy where you might just, like, on a Saturday, you know, take things off the to-do list and just allow your day to be guided by what you feel like doing. You might just go for a walk, you might, you know, just kind of do things with no particular intention in mind. There's no goal. Can we take the goals off the list here? So that's my teaching on the inner spring of the menstrual cycle. It's a really, really gorgeous season. It's very important to me, the inner spring. It's one of the seasons that I personally struggle with quite a lot, actually. And I've been doing this work for years now. I've been tracking my cycle for quite a long time, and every month it's teaching me something. It's teaching me something about myself, and I get challenged by it. I get challenged by that contrast of wanting to be really protective and move delicately, negotiating the energy of my inner spring with the demands of the outside world. And we can't be perfect. You know, we can never really navigate our cycle perfectly. This is really all just like guidance and teachings and frameworks to work with. Please bear in mind that this is not some teaching that we use against ourselves, and that's really important to say. But it can be a really, really gorgeous season. And just, you know, yeah, I'd be really curious to see how you all get on with it, how you get curious about your inner spring. So don't hesitate to reach out, lisa@lisadioncoaching.com. And again, if you're curious to have more support, or if you are struggling with your cycle, or you just like the one-to-one support, for me, getting one-to-one support for myself has been an absolute game changer, something I invest in every month. So don't hesitate to reach out. I can help you, lisadioncoaching.com, and I will talk to you soon. Have a lovely week. Thank you for joining today's conversation. This community, these topics, and the stories I share are not possible without all of you being part of the journey. If you are interested in getting more support for your own personal process, head on over to my website, lisadeyoungcoaching.com, to book a consultation call with me. Or you can sign up for a free course there as well. And as always, please like, subscribe, and share this podcast with your friends. Lots of love for the week, and see you next time.